this week on Jags Wired. The Jaguars' new look brought back some old feelings.
Forever Teal was a forever success here.
We look back at another dominating performance by the Jaguars, but this time it was at the bank.
Hey, 25 in the game, 25 in the game.
A citizen of Saxonville was wired for sound. You'll hear and see Dante Fowler Jr.'s day against the Bengals.
A Reggie Bush-style somersault in the end zone.
Plus, we'll take a closer look at a huge special teams play. All that and more on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Congratulations on your first Victory Monday. Yeah. Many more.
Victory Monday usually earns a joyful noise in the Jags locker room. But this one was more about their dominating 23-7 win over the Bengals. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. The Jaguars broke out the teal for the first time in years, which coincided nicely with the win that thrust them into the playoff race for the first time in years. Sunday's victory was a message, not just to the Bengals, but the rest of the league. These Jaguars are for real. Here's an inside look at how it all came together in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
It is a Forever Teal weekend. After the break, good to be back at EverBank Field.
I don't know what it is that we're taking the road, but let's bring it here. Let's bring it here. We all we got. You know what I'm saying? Let's take that same mentality and do what we got to do.
Well, it's about momentum for this team. They've yet to find a way to build on one victory week after week to get that momentum, to get a real positive overall feeling, especially in this building.
But we're going to be perfect today. We're going to be great today. But you know what? That's what we do. Yeah. That's how we do it. Yeah. This ain't made new. We make plays.
We're going for five today. Look at this right here. Come on now. You can't ask for better weather than this. Duval, let's go.
Bengals kick it away.
Hey, let's go. They pee.
Let's have a day, boys. Let's have a day.
Shotgun here for Blake Bortles. He drops the throw against a four-man rush. Fires toward the middle of the field. That ball is going to be caught. That will be a first down for Jacksonville. Just shy of the 40-yard line, Keelan Cole makes the catch. They'll mark it at the 40-yard line. Dropping his throw is Bortles, throws to the middle of the field, that's caught. With room to run is Marquise Lee inside the 35, knocked out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. It was a crossing route to Marquise Lee. First down, Jacksonville at the 27-yard line of Cincinnati. The inside handoff to TJBE is hit. The ball is out, he fumbled it, and Cincinnati has it. Right after he got the exchange, he was hit, the ball came out. Shotgun. Now an empty backfield for Dalton. Look, the quarterback draw. He's going to try and run, and they're going to swallow him up. They got him near the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go for Dalton. They turn him away, and the Bengals will have to punt it right back to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Play fake. Rolling right is Bortles. Now he throws it downfield. Wide opening. Caught by Mercedes Lewis. Got away from one to the 45. Into Bengals territory. All the way inside the 45-yard line of Cincinnati. Bortles to Mercedes Lewis to the 43-yard line of the Bengals.
It's a great play design. He is wide open.
37 yards on the gain to the 43-yard line of the Bengals. Empty backfield for Bortles. He drops the throw against a four-man rush. Fires middle of the field, too high, but what a catch by Keelan Cole. He stuck one hand up there, brought it in. I thought it might be overthrown. Makes the catch and gets it inside the 20-yard line.
Best catch of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's by far one of the best catches I've ever seen or been a part of. To turn around like that and snag it one-handed and kind of keep us on the field in a big situation. I thought it was an unbelievable job by Keelan.
Go on for a 32-yard field goal from the left hash out of the hold of Brad Nortman. Josh Lambeau knocked it right through. He is 3 out of 3 as a Jaguars kicker. Shotgun for Bortles. Blake drops it to blitz, an all-out blitz. Fires to the middle of the field, tipped, and then caught. It was tipped by a defender, but caught for a first down by Marquise Lee out to the 21-yard line. Play fake. Bortles rolls right, throws it to Chris Ivory. He's got it. First down and more, out past the 30, to the 35, out past the 40-yard line. What a run by Chris Ivory after the catch. A little roll out, and they got it to near midfield. Bortles to Chris Ivory for a big gainer. Second down and 10. Inside handoff to Chris Ivory. Room for Chris inside the 30. Inside the 25-yard line. First down, Jacksonville. The Jags keep the pressure on. They get it to the 21-yard line of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, the run game's going right now.
Blake drops the throw. Looks to the left. Fires. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. A little slant that time to Marquise Lee. Marquise then punts it into the end zone stands. Touchdown, Jacksonville. They are in the end zone.
And Marquise Lee might be taking Brad Norman's job.
Handoff running to the right. Diving for the pylon. Did he get there? They say Joe Mixon got to the goal line. Touchdown, Cincinnati.
Keep on going. Rich, working good, baby. Working good.
Now third down and 8 for Jacksonville. Got to stay on the field here. Dropping against a four-man rush. Steps up. Fires. That's going to be caught by Mercedes Lewis. A little check down. Mercedes got to get it to the 45, and he did. He got it just to the 45-yard line.
That's 8 of 9 on third down conversions for the Jaguars offensively.
Josh Lambeau, 3 of 3 as the Jaguar. 56-yarder from the right hash. Norman gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up. This kick has plenty of distance. It is good. Josh Lambeau has drilled it from 56 yards away, and Jacksonville takes a 13-7 lead with 23 seconds remaining in the half.
Whoa, A.J. Green's going after Jalen Ramsey.
There's that big fight. He wrestled him to the ground.
He grabbed him in a chokehold and slammed him to the ground.
I mean, they are A.J. Green slammed Jalen Ramsey to the ground. I mean, picked him up and slammed him to the ground. He's got to be ejected.
Personal foul, number 18 of Cincinnati. Personal foul, number 20 of Jacksonville. Both players are disqualified.
Dalton takes the knee to end the half. What an end of the half here. Play fake. Blake drops. Fires deep downfield. Got a man wide open. Caught inside the 35-yard line of Cincinnati. Another crossing route. And another flag comes in because they pulled Marquise Lee's helmet off. He is tackled to the ground at the 32. They yanked his helmet off. That's going to cost them 15 more yards after the catch. Lambeau on for a 25-yarder out of the hold of Brad Nortman. Josh kicked it right through there. He is good again. His third field goal of the day. He's 5 out of 5 as a Jaguar. Four-man front for Jacksonville. Shotgun for Dalton. They blitz. He drops the throw, and they're going to get there. The blitz got him all the way back inside the 25-yard line. Great work by the Jaguars front. Malik Jackson was involved in it. Dalton drops the throw. He throws the screen to the left side to Bernard, and the Jags are right there waiting on him. They're going to get him back at the 20-yard line. What a stand by the Jaguar defense, and Cincinnati will punt it away.
I really look like you on that screenplay when I flew like that. Hey. I really look like Phil. They should have gave me number 50 on that play.
Micken retreats, fields at his 38-yard line, and gets up the field for the 45. Jaden Micken, then in the open field to the 40. Jaden Micken to the 35, to the 30, to the 20. To the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Jacksonville. Jaden Micken's on the punt return for the score.
Wow, that's how you do it. You have great defense, you keep them backed up, you force the punt, and then Micken's, he splits the first two defenders, and after that, it's off to the races, and there were no flags on the field. What a play.
Dropping the throw is Dalton. He's going to get sacked again. Here they come. They waited a while to get going, but now the sack exchange has got it going. Calais Campbell got in there. Hand off to T.J. Yeldon. Spun away from a tackle. T.J. into the open field. T.J. Yeldon is going to get wrestled to the ground, but not until he got it inside the 35-yard line. Andy Dalton takes a knee, and that'll do it. Jacksonville, 23. Cincinnati, 7. The Jags come back home. Forever Teal was a forever success here. One more very, very impressive performance by the Jags.
Congratulations.
Hey, man, it was a great time today. Great game today. We wore these Teals. Hopefully we wear them more. They did us right. Duval. See my young boy. See, I get out here for the people, man.
What's up, man?
Huh? That's how we bro.
Hey, congratulations, guys, on finally winning a quarter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 3-1, man. You know what I'm saying? Guys did a hell of a job. And the most important thing, okay, is when you play games like this, you win the game. And this way now, we don't have anything to talk about except winning this football game.
Let's go right here. Team on three. 1, 2, 3. Team.
Coming up on Jags Wired.
He stayed in and blocked me, brother.
The Jaguars defense stopped the Bengals in their tracks. And Dante Fowler Jr. wore a microphone during the performance.
I just needed the opportunity, and the opportunity came here in Jacksonville.
Plus, we'll take a closer look at how a Jaguar, who you don't know, made his mark on special teams. All that and more, straight ahead on Jags Wired.
Let my man come here, give me a hug. Great job stepping up for this guy.
The Bengals were adamant that Blake Bortles couldn't beat them last week. Bortles clearly enjoyed a different, more personal victory against Cincinnati. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars dominated the Bengals on Sunday. They didn't even punt for the first time until the end of the third quarter. Still, the score was only 16-7, which technically gave the Bengals a chance. That is, until Jadon Mickens decided to slam the door shut on any hope they had left. Here's this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Mickens at the 45. Mickens still going. Now he's got some room. Mickens trying to get to the outside. He does at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Jadon Mickens. 63 yards. And they're going wild here in Jacksonville.
You got to have confidence. You have to kind of have to be cocky in a certain way, but in the positive light of, we're going to catch this ball at all costs, no matter how it's falling, no matter where it's falling, and we're going to make the right decision back there, whether it's a great return for a touchdown, getting positive yardage, or just getting the ball back for the offense.
He's done a good job of catching the ball. You know, did you think you were going to have a touchdown that quick with him? No, but I also think that he's got the kind of moxie and the kind of, you know, he's got a little swagger to him, so it's good to see him cash in on that, and it was a heck of a return on his part.
Being undrafted at the University of Washington, you know, I've did things there and also in high school that I know I was capable of doing. I just needed the opportunity, and the opportunity came here in Jacksonville.
You know, he made himself into a punt returner because he really, you know, when you look at him college career-wise, he didn't have that in his background. He went to Oakland, stayed on the practice squad, and you can tell he's done a lot of catches because he's very, very smooth back there catching the ball.
First thing I look at is the gunners. If the gunners get off clean, then you know it might be a possibility of fair catching that ball. But, you know, the gunners were held up.
And he does a good job, if you see at the start of the play, of setting it up between those two gunners on the outside. You know, we knew there was going to be some space because of the way they played it. And he did a nice job of setting it up and getting vertical real quick.
So once I see Aurelius Ben with the back block, I accelerated the field. He got the block, broke the tackle. First thing I seen to my in front of me was three guys, nowhere to go right because it's three guys on the right at the 40 and the 30. And then if I go left, I see a long snapper.
Big hustle play by Corey. Nice block by 94 on the punter. And then James also now getting a block at the start of it.
Went around the corner. And a Reggie Bush style somersault in the end zone and celebrate with my teammates.
Like to change that finish a little bit at the end, but you know, I'm glad to see the kid jacked up. It was a great lift for our team, and you know, it's good to see that happen. You know, get some positive plays for these guys.
Growing up, 5 minutes walking distance from the Coliseum, Reggie Bush was just, you know, my idol, and I got mad respect for Reggie Bush and. You know, I had to do what he did against UCLA and also Texas in the Rose Bowl when he made those big plays.
Tight end stayed in and blocked.
Yeah, I know. The tackle that came back on me.
On me.
Defensive end Dante Fowler is playing some of the best football of his career. When we come back to Jags Wired, you have a front row seat this Sunday at EverBank Field.
Dante Fowler picks it up. 45, 40. Dante to the 30. Dante Fowler to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Jacksonville! Fowler has run it back!
Dante Fowler Jr. is an electrifying athlete whose raw power and instincts make him a very dangerous man, at least as far as quarterbacks are concerned. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Dante Fowler Jr. was the third pick in the 2015 NFL draft for a reason. A knee injury slowed him down, but the young defensive end is beginning to emerge as a big-time player, as you're about to see in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Get it, my brother.
Yeah.
All right. Hit it up. Yeah, draw read, coach. Yeah. Gave us, I was about to take the speed, but then I realized what he's giving me. I stabbed and tried to come back.
Green, 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 green.
Stayed in and blocked me, brother. He even, that's why I went inside, I thought he was gonna trip me and go out. He stayed outside. He stayed in and blocked me. What?
My helmet didn't come off, he pushed it off.
I got you.
He pushed my helmet off.
Bicep feels good. You didn't feel pop or anything, right?
Like, I literally hit the arm of the quarterback with this arm, fell on it, and it just got up hurting.
Okay. And then what?
It just got up hurting. Green, green, green. Hey, 25 in the game, 25 in the game. Man, throw that. Thank you.
Right. Tight end stayed in and blocked.
Yeah, I know. The tackle had came back on me.
On me.
I had got double.
So next time we do that, I'm going to go outside tight end.
Check on, check on. Easy, check on.
I'm about to get a sack. I'm about to get a sack. Not those. You get a sack, though.
Mickens at the 45. Mickens still going. Now he's got some room. Mickens trying to get to the outside.
Let's go, Nick! Let's go, Nick!
Hey, you all right? I don't care. Hey, take care of this, man. Hey,
I got
where was you at the Georgia game? I thought you'd be on the sideline.
I was supposed to come, but I'm glad I did it after that performance.
Jeez. Your Jaguars are a winner here at EverBank.
All right, brother.
Coming up on Jags Wired, we investigate a shrewd move by the offensive coaching staff that made all the difference in Sunday's win over the Bengals.
We ain't falling, no. We ain't eating the big meal. We gonna keep eating. You understand what I'm saying? We ain't getting full. We gonna keep eating.
5-3 is nice. Really nice after years of losing. But while the Jags are eating plenty these days, their appetite, as you can see, is still ravenous. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars played without rookie running back Leonard Fournette on Sunday and guard A.J. Can. Plus left tackle Cam Robinson was battling an ankle. No problem. Adjustments were made, and they were successful. Very successful. As Jeff Lagerman explains in this week's Hidden Gems.
The performance of Brandon Leonard was exceptional. You have to remember, he missed time because of an illness. And then when he comes back, one practice at guard because of the injury to A.J. Can. Late switch, and he does well. Let's take a look. Now, this is a run to the left side, so Brandon Linder has to scoop the nose tackle, Andrew Billings. And look at the cutoff block. Let me pause it. Look at the hole that Brandon Linder has created because of that cutoff block, allowing an easy cutback for Chris Ivory. And we always talk about guards and offensive linemen getting up to the second level. Well, at the first level, he gets a bump on the nose tackle to allow Shatley to get position and then goes up to the linebacker and seals him off completely. One of the big reasons why the Jaguars had great success is because Linder made the switch from center to guard without issue at all.
We'll be back on Jags Wired next week when we look back at the San Diego Chargers. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from Sunday at Everbank Field. Good night, everybody.
Got Doug out here with us. It ain't nothing.
Hey, hey, hey!